Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. Have you ever wondered about the supernatural and maybe questioned why we don't see more of it in the church today? And should we see more of it? Or is there a resistance to the supernatural in the church? And when you talk about angelic visitation, encounters with Jesus, supernatural healings, deliverances, signs and wonders, have you noticed that sometimes there's a reaction of resistance? Should that be? Well, we're going to find out more about the answer to those questions through our special guest today, Dennis Rainier. And we're so glad to have you with us, Dennis, because you've authored a wonderful book, Shaking Heaven and Earth, that talks about this very subject, the importance of the supernatural in the life of believers today and in the church today. And so thank you for coming, and I want you to share your passion about this whole subject.
Well, thank you, Patricia. I'm so excited to be here. In John chapter 3, it actually talks about this concept of being born again or born from above. And it actually means sporogeneo, or the seed and the genes of God, which is really our DNA in the natural.
Come
just like
on.
We have DNA that makes us look like and act like our natural parents, we have that in the supernatural or in the spirit, in the divine, that we are actually made supernatural to look and to act like our Father. And
Wonderful.
We can't help but be supernatural.
Wonderful. I love it. We have God's DNA when we're born again. We have that. And God's
so
a power God, isn't he?
Absolutely. And we just see God doing this over and over again and all the things that he's releasing in and through us. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17, it actually talks about shortchanging and adulterating the divine message, where oftentimes people can begin to peddle God's word off from a natural gospel rather than a supernatural gospel. And that we literally are stealing, and we are literally committing spiritual adultery against God himself.
Whoa.
And our own nature, that we're actually ashamed of who our God is as being supernatural, because he can't help it, because that's who he is. And then we're ashamed of our own identity in God.
Wow.
Because that's who we've been made to be in his image.
Oh, those are fighting words.
Yes, they can be.
But, you know, yeah, it's like a sword should pierce into our heart on that level, because when we deny the power of God, we are denying the being of God.
Yes.
And Paul said to Timothy that in the last days that there would be treacherous times when
That's
men
right.
would be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And then he mentioned this one symptom that would be evident in the
yes.
last days. He said that there would be a people who hold to a form of godliness but would deny
wow,
its
wow.
power.
That's right. Yeah.
So what are your comments on that? Do you think that we're doing that in this hour?
Well, I think that there's a good word out of Haggai chapter 2 that actually speaks about the prophet there in the Old Covenant that is saying to the leaders of Israel. He says in Haggai chapter 2, verse 3, actually he speaks about who do you say or what does it seem like this temple was in its former glory, those that you saw it before. And then he actually begins to ask them, what does it seem like this one compares into that one?
Wow.
And he actually begins to bring it into the new, and you could actually begin to omit that whole sentence about how that compares to that. And it actually means, does it not seem like it did not even exist in comparison
wow.
to the old temple? And obviously the former glory that was there when Zerubbabel went to rebuild that temple, they took out all of the supernatural elements. They took out the Ark of the Covenant. They took out the prophetic. They took out all of the supernatural. And actually that's a good word for the church today. You know, what does it seem like the church, what will the world say about the church today? Well, it seemed like it didn't even exist. And it's really kind of based on this supernatural aspect of being able to have an encounter with God and to display and to show off his works in this day and hour. Will those that are in this generation say that it seems like the church was irrelevant and didn't really make a difference by displaying the supernatural?
Wow. That is a powerful, powerful insight. And Haggai also said that the latter glory of the house, this is what he prophesied,
yes.
said the latter glory would be greater than the former. And then if we bring that into the New Testament, we see Jesus said
yes.
in the Gospels, he said that greater works than these shall you do. The works that I
yes.
do shall you do also.
That's
and
right.
greater works than these
That's right.
shall you do, because I go to the Father. Yet we could ask the same question, like
wow.
when we even look at the birthing of the church in the day of Pentecost and see what happened in the book of Acts,
yes.
we could ask ourselves, how are we in comparison to that today? Like if that was God's standard
yes.
for the outpouring of the Spirit, and we're supposed to have a greater glory at the end and do the greater works than these,
yes.
are we there?
Yes, yes. And I think that's what this passage of Scripture is really getting to, is that we're the latter glory, and we're the ones that are carrying this presence around and everywhere we go. And it seems like in a lot of ways we're not there, because we have have this seeker-sensitive gospel that has kind of snuck into the church, which was really based on fear, and it kind of parallels this whole political correct system, which is antichrist in terms of Daniel 7:25 and building on this information or this structure, which is information, speculations, and strongholds, which is the antithesis of what we find in Isaiah chapter 2, where it says that the word of the Lord that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord that's built on revelation, which stirs up this diffusion through our soul from the Spirit of God, which is really what baptism of the Holy Spirit is all about, and begins to release this revelation that allows us to be activated or voice activated in the supernatural according to what we see in the Spirit and what we hear in the Spirit.
Awesome. I mean, you just gave us a lot to meditate on. That's really, really wonderful. You know, if we do continue to take the supernatural, or to be ashamed, as you said, it's almost like being ashamed of who we are and our identity, like taking ownership of who we are. So, like, you know, I'm sure that some people are maybe led to present Jesus in a certain way to a certain type of people for entrance level or whatever. And yes. I don't want to judge that. I don't want to judge anyone and saying you didn't hear from God. You shouldn't be doing it that way.
Absolutely.
But if we only have that and we deny who we really are and deny the presence of God and His power, then that definitely spells trouble with a capital T for the coming days, because we're losing our strength. We're losing our authority. We're losing our dunamis.
Yes.
If there's no expression of it through the church,
absolutely.
I mean, anyone without Christ can give a good motivational message.
Absolutely. No.
But it takes the power of Christ to demonstrate the kingdom.
Well, and you see it in believers all the time today, where we have this thing where we think we're nobody. I mean, the church is the only place where you can go in the world today where you can be told that you're nobody. And we run around feeling like we don't have anything to offer and we don't have anything to say. And you can even hear people say it in a religious connotation sometimes, well, I'm not God. And there's a right way to say that and there's a wrong way to say that. And sometimes we can say, well, I'm not God, meaning that I don't have to do anything, or that God won't use me, or that I don't have anything to say, or I don't have anything to offer, to be able to lay hands on the sick. And there's no confidence in the body of Christ about this dunamis power that lives inside of us, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Wow, I love it. And sometimes people lack confidence because they haven't been trained, or they haven't been, you know,
absolutely.
Their heart hasn't been opened up. But I mean, God is creating in this hour through amazing leaders, one of them being Bill Johnson, who's, you know, one of our spiritual advisors, actually, who I respect so much.
Wow, absolutely.
But he's developed through Bethel a whole kingdom culture, a Jesus culture, where it's expected for people to go out in the marketplace, in the streets, the business place, wherever you are, going to the hospitals, going to wherever you are, and manifest the supernatural dimensions of the kingdom of God.
It's
like normal kingdom life.
That's right.
And because the expectation is there, and because there's a revealing of the truth concerning that, we're seeing testimonies all the time. It's like normal Christian life.
Wow.
There's a development of thousands who are in the church body who just do that normally. It's like being naturally supernatural.
Right.
And it's beautiful. It's a sweet savor, and people are gravitating to it. They're loving it.
Wow.
Media is spreading it.
That's so awesome. I mean, that's what 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 is really talking about there. After you got this stuff operating in your soul there, it talks about the extraordinary endowments in which these Christians are releasing. And that's what we're called to be, extraordinary. We're not supposed to be walking in the ordinary, and we're supposed to be seeing this stuff on an everyday basis. And I believe that the rearranging of the structure of the church today and what God is doing is that there's such a harvest so big that we cannot contain this in the current structure, and it requires every one of us to be walking in this stuff and releasing this stuff in order to touch our planet.
I love this. In our Glory School teaching, which is our signature course in our ministry, it enables Christians to receive the revelation of what they have access to in the kingdom of God, and how to access it using their faith as the connector to every promise that God gives. Because this isn't just for the Dennis Rainiers. This is not just for the Bill Johnsons. This is not just for a few, you know, pulpit preachers
that's
to manifest.
Right. That's right.
This is for the entire body. This is for every believer has access to these promises that God has given and to the power of God.
Absolutely. And that's part of what God God's doing in Reformation today. It's not just moving from a lot of grace. It's about not just professional ministers, but it's about everyday believers, every single one of us operating this stuff. And it's going to take that to
move. And Dennis, do you feel like the devil has, with intentionality, put a cloak on the minds of believers? It's almost like thrown a coat over our brain sort of thing, so we can't even process or understand what's been given to us? Do we need to have prevailing prayer for the revelation that will bring revolution?
Absolutely, we do need to be receiving revelation of our identity and our inheritance, because without that, we're focused just on information, and we're kind of restricted to be able to operate the same way that a non-believer would operate. And when we get born again, that's the purpose of having a spirit puts a connection with God. And a lot of times he just cuts us off from who we are and our image in God. And that's really what the enemy's always tried to do. He did it with Eve, he did it with Jesus. You know, if you are the Son of God, he really was the Son of God.
Right.
Eve created in the image of God. And just to rob us and put this cloaking thing that you were talking about, you know, over our eyes, to keep us from seeing who we are, see what we've been given, and to see who our God is for what
Excellent.
It was made to be. Yes.
Because if you see it, you can have it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That's the key, isn't it?
You know, some of you are being able to see this right now. All of a sudden you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is so true.
Wow.
It's like we've got this battle between, you know, what God wants for us and this, you know, this mindset over here that wants to deny the power. And you are being confronted with a choice right now.
Yes.
You are being confronted in your own heart with a choice by the Spirit of God saying, do you want to have the fullness of what you were created for, or do you want to settle for a gospel without power? For me, it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
What about you? Why don't you think about that, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like you're missing out on the supernatural promises of God? Order Shaking Heaven and Earth by prophetic and apostolic leader Dennis Rainier, and be filled with faith for the supernatural. You have everything you need to experience the miraculous every day. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 186, or visit our online store at xpministries.com to purchase Shaking Heaven and Earth for only $14. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation. Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with a God TV Israel tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar, August 25th to September 3rd, 2013. Well, welcome back. I don't know about you, but I'm stirred. I'm very passionate about the subject today. And now we're going to go into some testimonies of the supernatural, because, you know, a lot of times people think, well, if something really supernatural is going to happen, it'll probably happen within the context of a church. But most of the time in this hour, it's happening even outside the church, especially outside the church.
Yeah.
And you've had a couple of recent examples that have been amazing, miracles on the street. So do you want to share, especially what happened with Mexico? I just love that story.
Yes, we were in Mexico, and we were outreaching to people on the streets, and we had an altar call for people, basically they wanted to receive Jesus right there on the street, and we had a bunch of people get saved, and then we actually began to ask people and have words of knowledge for people that wanted to be healed. And as we got ready to pray for people who wanted to be healed, I remember I laid my hands on this one teenage gal, and she fell down under the power of God right there in the street, and she was actually shaking, and I was afraid that she might hurt herself on the street, didn't know what really was going on. Later she came up to me and revealed that God had healed her leg, and it was crippled, and it was turned in sideways, and that God had healed her leg. So while she was under the power of God, she was actually being touched by the Holy Spirit.
Wow. I love that. I mean, I'm a visionary, so I'm trying to picture this whole thing. And there is the power of God.
Yes.
touching her. Like, and I mean, I've been touched by the power of God. And,
yes.
And oh my gosh, there's nothing, there are not words to explain it. When you get,
right.
when you get whacked by his power, it's a good
right.
So down she goes right on the, on a public street.
She did, yes.
And then she starts convulsing.
She does.
Which is, you know, when you read the records of past revivals,
yes.
there's actually testimonies oftentimes of that, those convulsive acts
there
taking
is.
Place. But no one gets hurt.
They
it's,
don't.
It's
it was
amazing.
Incredible. And so I was relieved, actually, to know that she was okay.
I know.
And not only that, she had been healed.
I know.
And then at the same time, we have 12 different people that went with us on this trip, and they're all praying for people to be healed. And they all got a revelation of their identity, and the supernatural was for them, and not just for me, but for all of them. And my daughter's 9 years old, and she prays for this woman that is blind, and her eyes open up and she begins to see. And my daughter will tell you, she said, I got saved at 4 years old. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit 4 years old. But what really changed my life is when God was using me on that trip in Mexico, and that God wasn't just using my dad anymore, but he was using me.
Wow.
And so absolutely just transformed.
She took ownership of that call for herself.
She did.
A little four-year-old girl
absolutely.
Getting saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then healing on the streets by the age 9 because Christ lives within her.
Isn't it incredible?
I love it.
I love it too. And so she's wrecked for the ordinary and really
Come
believes
on.
That God can use her and is really on fire for the Lord. And she's out all the time being used in that way. But at the same time, we have a bunch of guys that are back there praying for these children. And these children are going down under the power of God in the middle of the street. I've never seen anything like this
wow.
in my entire life. People are picking them up by their hands and their feet and carrying them off to the side of the street. So the cars can actually drive up and down the street.
Wow.
And so then there's these kids, there's these three teenage boys, about 17, 18 years old. They're walking back and forth and they're mocking these guys that are praying for them. And finally, one of my friends, he says, well, can I pray for you and just see what God would do? He just got right. tired of being mocked. And this guy falls down under the power of God. He gets up, he gets led to the Lord, and then he turns around and he helps my friend lead his other two friends to the Lord.
Oh,
just an incredible
on.
Time in the Holy Ghost.
You know, it's like this domino effect
yes.
that happens. Once you open up the realm of the supernatural,
yes.
get ready, because anything can happen. I know on our teams when we go out on the street, there's even some nights when you're out there and you're trying to follow the Spirit's leading, and
yes.
it seems like you're out there for a long time and nothing much is happening, and
right yes.
at the point where you almost feel like going home, but
right.
you think, no, I'll just stay out here another hour and just see.
Yeah.
But if you just press through that, you'll get your one major visitation or your one opening. But once that opens,
yes.
it's like,
oh yes,
it's like that whole realm opens up and you could stay there all night.
Yes.
And it's like people come, it's like a domino effect, healings, signs and wonders, miracles, salvations, deliverances. It just opens up.
Wow.
But that's what we're made for.
It is, absolutely.
You know,
we just had another encounter here recently, and it was actually in a church, so, and we were in Pennsylvania, and I was praying for impartation for people, literally just trying to see the supernatural activated in people, and we do that regularly. And as we were praying, I normally try not to prophesy over people. I try not to actually do any healing. And there was a woman there that was in a wheelchair, and I was just going to pray for impartation for her. I didn't have any revelation of her healing at that moment. And I went to lay hands on her, and I saw this picture of a brain and electricity going over this brain. And then the Lord spoke to me, neurological connections. And as soon as he spoke that, this woman begins to exclaim, I see, I see. And so I actually, after a few minutes, I asked her, do you think you can get out of the chair? And I begin to, she gets up, supernatural strength comes in her leg. She gets up out of the chair and I escort her around by her hand. And pretty soon she's walking around. She's telling me about how good God was. She's telling me about how she thought that God was going to heal her that night and she wouldn't go home. And I found her, the husband is standing at the altar and he's got tears just streaming
wow.
down his face. And I'm talking to him, and he said she wouldn't go home. And then I find out that this woman had a stroke a year and a half before, and she had not been able to walk.
Oh.
But I also found out that it wasn't that the miracle wasn't when she started to walk. This woman couldn't even talk. So as soon as I began to say neurological connections, and I wasn't even making a big deal about it. I wasn't trying to do anything. I was just trying to be who I was and just spoke it out. She began to speak out, I see, I see. And the miracle actually happened as soon as she was saying that. It wasn't even when the big miracle of seeing her come out of the chair. And so we're just seeing these kinds of things all the time.
I just believe
it's for everybody.
It's for everyone. And you know, that's the love of God, isn't it? Like when,
yes.
you know, you've been paralyzed and, you know, you had a stroke and, you know, your body isn't functioning and all of a sudden, the love of God gives this little key,
so
neurological
awesome.
Connections, and then he has an obedient son
wow.
in the earth to just speak it out, and he's able to heal because he has an agent in the earth. And
Absolutely.
There's this woman experiencing the love of God. Now, you also shared a testimony with me earlier when we were chatting
yes.
about how in Nicaragua, it's just normal for blind people to see. Every time you go and minister, blind people get to see and the deaf hear.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking,
yes.
that's an act of love. It's supernatural. But
yes.
God's love, I mean, when you know, if you've been blind your whole life and then you can
yeah.
see,
yes.
I mean, you're going to be acquainted with the love of God. If you've never been able to hear and all of a sudden your ears pop open,
Incredible.
You're going to fall in love with Jesus because
Absolutely.
That is love that healed
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yes, we go back there regularly. When we were in Nicaragua, and there's one particular church I go to all the time, and people are healed there just on a regular basis. 100% of the people are always healed for some reason. I can't even explain it, but we're seeing the blind healed, we're seeing the deaf healed, just like you were just talking about. But on one particular time, we just saw all these people just get touched by the Lord. But this guy comes up to me and says, "Will you go to the hospital tomorrow with me and pray?" And to be honest with you, I was tired. I didn't feel like it. I hoped the guy would forget. I agreed to go. And so I go to the hospital, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I forgot to ask. And I go into the hospital, there's all these people in this hospital that are just shoved in there. They can't do anything for them. It's a third world hospital. Anyway, they take me behind this curtain and I find this woman. She's in the fetal position on her bed and she's writhing in pain. And it's in her face. And I find out she's not born again. I lead her to the Lord and I think, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going. I did what, you know, at least
right.
if she dies, she's going to go to heaven.
Right.
I turn to leave and the Holy Spirit says, "No, that's not why I brought you here." And so literally, then I tell this woman, "I believe all sickness is of the devil and we're going to pray for you right now. We're going to call cancer come out of your body." I found out she had cancer and we begin to pray for her and literally cancer comes out of her body. The pain leaves her face.
Wow.
I ask her, "Can you do something you couldn't do before?" She hasn't been able to get out of bed for 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
She gets up out of the bed. Supernatural faith comes into her legs. She walks to the middle of the hospital room, begins to celebrate. She wasn't religious, so she didn't know to say hallelujah or any of these kinds of things, but she's praying. Her family gets excited. Now I think I'm going to get ready to go after all of this. I mean, I'm going back to another meeting that I think I have to go to. Another woman has oxygen on her face with tubes going in her, into her face and her nose, and then she's got an oxygen tank next to her. She asked me to pray for her on the way out. I pray for her. She takes the tubes out of her nose, and they actually let her go home. She gets healed right there on the spot.
Wow.
Another woman has a tumor on the back of her neck between her shoulders and her neck, just right here, and we pray for her, and this thing dissolves right beneath our hands. In
wow.
the meantime, the
it's
incredible. I didn't even know the God moment that I was in at the
Woo.
Time that it was happening. But in the meantime, there's all this excitement going on in the room. So the doctors and the nurses have come into the room. And so when I get done, the nurses come over to me and say, "You know what? We can't do anything for a lot of these people. Can we escort you around the hospital and pray for all of the sick?" And so that day, I can't tell you how many people got saved. I can't tell you how many people got healed.
God's moving in hospitals right now. We just had a team over in Cambodia that one of our instructors or one of our team leaders trained them all how to go and lay hands on the sick. These were people from all different backgrounds. They went in to an entire wing of the local hospital, prayed for every single person. Every single person got saved. Every single person got healed.
Wow,
every single
that's
one.
Incredible.
And Dennis, you know what? I love the way that you love to train and impart to people so that they can, believers everywhere, can go out and do
yes.
it. And so we've got your website up on the screen so that people can get connected with you
yes.
because you could really help them move into the supernatural so that we can raise up the bar in this hour.
Yes,
and
yes.
We're really excited about your ministry
I
and
so
also about
it.
Your book, Shaking Heaven and Earth. And we want to really encourage people to get that book because there's so many great keys in there to encourage them to be the real meal deal
Amen.
In this hour, rising up with their DNA in God and being everything that they're called to be.
That's awesome.
And do everything that they're called to do.
Yes.
We're so thankful that you have joined us for today's program. And you know, you are being invited by God to be a woman or a man of God who pursues him in the fullness of his power, in the fullness of his glory. You can go and lay hands on the sick and see them recover. You can witness miracles, signs, and wonders. You can walk with God in this hour and manifest his glory, the latter glory that is greater than the former, the latter days being beyond anything the church has ever seen, beyond anything the church has ever done. This is the hour that we've come to. This is the hour that you're invited to.
Do you feel like you're missing out on the supernatural promises of God? Order Shaking Heaven and Earth by prophetic and apostolic leader Dennis Rainier and be filled with faith for the supernatural. You have everything you need to experience the miraculous every day. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 186 or visit our online store at xpministries.com to purchase Shaking Heaven and Earth for only $14. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation. Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with the God TV Israel Tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar, August 25th to September 3rd, 2013.
I believe that the Lord is saying that many of you out there felt like you should be farther along than this by now. But the Lord would say to you that you're right on time. And God is about ready to shift this whole thing and turn it around to your advantage. And that those that look like that things are working for them, that they will no longer work that they used to work, and that the Lord is actually going to send them to you to figure out how to move in this next season. But I believe the Lord's bringing alignment this morning. I believe there's even people out there right now that God would begin to heal their backs. I just sense heat going up and down people's backs and bringing alignment just to align things in the Phoenix, Arizona area and all over right now. I actually just sent somebody else, maybe they have a gallbladder thing that God is healing this morning. But I want to pray for you this morning for impartation. I want to pray that God would activate this thing that we're talking about today, Patricia and I, in terms of the supernatural. And I love Patricia's heart for what she's doing to raise up spiritual sons and daughters in order to activate the supernatural in this next generation. That's what we want to do. But we believe this is for you and that there's no time or space through the media or through the camera, and that God right now can do this for you. And so we're going to pray right now. Would you just lift your hands with me wherever you are and let us pray. Dear Jesus, we just pray for an impartation right now to be activated in your saints. Right now, Lord God, that they would never be the same and they would begin, Lord God, to walk in the supernatural in a way that they never have before. We pray for impartation right now for the burning ones in Jesus' name.
Do you feel like you're missing out on the supernatural promises of God? Order Shaking Heaven and Earth by prophetic and apostolic leader Dennis Rainier. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.